The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
We are in the money, the skies are sunny, and old man recession, you are through, you have done us wrong. Hello, hello everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. This is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about Social Security, the stock market. We talk about estate planning. We talk about income taxes. We talk about all this boring financial stuff and try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when doing so. And we have a great show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon, and we now work with over 8,500 families in 43 states. Yes, it is an honor. It is a privilege. We are so blessed to be able to do that. And you know what? Not only that, but recently, Barron's named moi, your host, one of the top 100 financial advisors. And you know what? Without our clients, we would be nowhere. And so all you clients, we love you. We thank you. And those of you tuning into the show, I appreciate you as well. Okay, I love everyone. I love our clients a little bit more than you, just got to tell you, but I love you too. Anyway, so let's talk about what we are going to discuss on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, the first segment is I'm entitling it "What Impeachment?" I mean, okay. So President Trump was impeached last week, right? The vote went down; he was impeached, and the market was like, "Oh my gosh, no!" And it crashed. It went down 2,000. Oh wait, no, it didn't. Okay, so let's talk about what that all means. And you know, some people are calling this a melt up. Okay, a melt up. So when the market does this, what happens after that? When you have this massive run up like we've had in this last 3 months since this whole impeachment thing has been going on, the market seems to have gone nothing but up, and that's kind of a melt up. So we'll give you some insight into that. Now also, since we're coming up on the end of the year, and it's kind of the time when you maybe start thinking about preparing for next year, although it's not quite that time, we still got Christmas shopping to do and all the rest of it, but I'm gonna talk with you about the magic number. Okay, that's what we call the amount of money that we feel you need to have to be able to retire on. The amount of money that we calculate for you to determine if it's enough to support the lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life. And so we call that the magic number. And ladies and gentlemen, later on in the show, I'm going to walk you through how to calculate your magic number and see if you have enough to retire on. Wouldn't that be a good exercise? Now, also this week, as we do every week, we talk about Social Security. It is probably one of the most talked about aspects of what we do. And believe it or not, Social Security is incredibly complex. I know this comes to you as a surprise, because those of you who deal with Social Security, you know it's simple. But even on the Social Security website, it says that there are over 9,000 ways to apply for Social Security, all the different combinations, 9,000. And which one is right for you? And if you just say, okay, I'm just going to take that one, well, guess what? You need to think about it. So we're going to have some Social Security strategies. We're going to answer some questions. We're going to have a little fun with that. Now, also, because we are a company that specializes in retirement planning, we work, as I mentioned, with people who are, you know, what we always say is you build the pyramid, we help you keep it, okay? We're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. All right, so that's what we're about. So you come to us with what you've built, you spent 20, 30 years accumulating all that, and now you want to retire, and this is where we take over. That's where you hit our sweet spot. And one of the things that is so important in our view is to preserve what you've spent your lifetime building. I mean, that to me seems to be like a central focus of retirement planning, is that you've spent all this time, you've accumulated, now you want to retire, you got to keep that money. You can't go losing it, and now what are you going to do? So we have a strategy, a philosophy rather, that we call invest and protect, right? So we don't believe in the buy and hold strategy. We believe more in a buy, hold, and protect, all right? So sell, get out, protect yourself. And our strategy actually said to sell in November of 2007, which was almost a year before Lehman collapsed, but certainly before 2008 when the market crashed and went down 57% and all that. So that strategy is still in place, but the buy hold does have its followers. There are people who think that's a better way. And so I want to talk to you about buy hold myth number four in my book, Buy, Hold, and Sell, which is diversify your portfolio and your job is done. Okay? Just diversify and everything's taken care of. Wrong-o, moose lips, and we'll talk about why later on in the show. Now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, you know, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
No, but on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, We're gonna talk about something that actually came up last week with I was talking to a couple, and they have one child that is the responsible one. Okay, so he's the responsible one, and then he's got these two sisters, one of whom is a disaster when it comes to money, and the other one is going through a terrible divorce, and she's having all kinds of issues. And so, you know, he wants to put this child in charge of the inheritance for the kids. And we'll talk about whether that is a good idea or not when we have our estate tip of the week at about 10 till, where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. So we'll have that for you at about 10 till. So we have a show chock full of great stuff. But before we do that, I got to tell you a quick funny. So I was getting my hair cut. I've been going to the same lady that cuts my hair for many years, and she kind of doesn't know what I do. I mean, we talk about it, but she's, you know, she doesn't really get into the financial stuff and all that. But apparently she saw me on Fox Business, on Fox TV. And apparently everybody else in the whole place did too. So they were like, we saw you on the television. We saw you on the news. And I was like, oh, you did? And they were like, yeah. And we told her, we said, Kim, look at his haircut. It's really a nice haircut. So the only thing they saw, here I am on Fox Business, Mr. Official, you know, talking about markets and Federal Reserve and all this stuff. And what are they interested in? The haircut. So apparently I look, my hair, I was well coiffed at that moment in time.
Anyway, I love you, man.
So let's talk about impeachment, or rather, what impeachment, okay? You talk about the least market-affecting thing that maybe has ever happened. I mean, did you notice, if nobody told you that there was an impeachment going on, okay? If you just were sitting there, you're from Mars, and all you're doing is looking at the stock market, the S&P 500 index over the last 3 months, would you know that there was an impeachment going on, that this was only the third president in history that has been impeached, that that all these things are going on? You would never know that. In fact, the S&P is up almost 7% in the last 3 months. It's almost like the market likes the impeachment thing. I don't know. Maybe it's some perverse enjoyment that they're getting from it. But actually, no. What is happening is that the economy seems to be accelerating. It's really a strange situation. And one of the things that's happened, you may have noticed that the unemployment rate, when they came out, they said this is the lowest unemployment rate maybe ever in our country. It's down 3.5 or something. The reason why, I'm going to predict right now that the unemployment rate is going to go back up again, and that's going to be a good thing. And here's why. There's a group of people that are not searching for a job, okay? So these people, if you're not looking for a job, you're not considered to be unemployed. But if the economy is real good and jobs are tight and wages are rising, it may entice you to go back into the workforce. So the moment you decide, you know what, maybe I should go back and get a job now because wages are high enough to attract me back, then all of a sudden you become unemployed. And the unemployment number goes back up again. So I think the unemployment rate will go back up again. And it's because of all those people. And right now, one third of the workforce, okay, that is of the age that they could work, one third, it's millions of people, are not considered unemployed. And so that number is called the workforce participation rate. It's the percentage of the people that are of working age that are working. And right now it's around 63%. So it means that 37% of the people of working age that could have a job don't. And those people, if they go back to work, will create revenues for themselves. They'll start buying stuff. So right now, the future looks very bright. You know, I think, was it Corey Hart in his song, "The Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades"? Was that a Corey Hart song? Somebody send me an email and tell me. I don't. Maybe it wasn't Corey Hart, but the one-hit wonder, right? Anyway, so this whole impeachment thing, I think, was an irrelevancy. I think what the market is looking at is the Federal Reserve sitting on the sidelines. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, what I've told you throughout this year is whatever's happening with China, whatever's happening with the tweets from the president, and whatever else is going on in Congress and whatever, forget about it. What you'll look at is the Fed. If you look at history over the last 20 years, the market big moves have been driven primarily, not all of them, but primarily by what the Fed has been doing. Lowering interest rates, raising interest rates, keeping them the same, quantitative easing, all those kind of things have driven this market. So keep your eye on them, and you'll, you know, and there's an old expression, do not fight the Fed, and that is very, very true. So what does that all mean? To me, the sky is blue, the sun's shining, and all is well for the time being.
But I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
Exactly. That's from Goodfellas, isn't it? Is that from Goodfellas? That was Pesci. Anyway, so as we look into the future, we think things are really good. Now, having said that, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, I am not saying that you should throw caution to the wind now and go pin your ears back and start taking additional risk. You know, I've had clients come to me and say, Ken, if the forecast's so great, shouldn't we like go all in? No, no, no. There's an appropriate amount of risk for you, okay, given your goals. And our philosophy is you should only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. And so we only want to take that much risk. So don't go crazy and start being super aggressive right now, because the markets can change in the blink of an eye. We've seen it many, many times over the last few decades. It just can. And with no anticipation. So make sure you are properly diversified. Make sure that you are taking only as much risk as you need to take, and have a sell strategy in place like the one that we do to help protect you. And if you do that, then you're in good shape. Now, go to our website, rpoa.com, and find how to do all of that. Sign up to go to one of our seminars, meet with one of our retirement planners. Lots of stuff there for you at rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to calculate your magic number. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. Dun, 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 dun. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. I am CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon.
I love it!
I absolutely do. And you know, Financial Times named our financial advisory firm one of the top 300 registered investment advisors. Actually, this year was the third time they did that, and so we're very proud of that designation. But you know, without our beautiful, wonderful, and most valued clients, we would be nowhere, and we now work with over 8,500 families in 43 states, and we would love to meet with you if you're not a client and see if we can help you. Our website is rpoa.com. We have videos, podcasts, articles, the ability to visit with one of our retirement planners, to go to our seminars. We have all kinds of stuff on our website, so please go and visit it. It's rpoa.com. Now, one of the first things that we do when we visit with a prospective client, and we also maintain that number once someone is a client, and that is what we call the magic number. Okay, and I want to go over with you the magic number to help see if you have enough money to retire on. Okay, I think a worthy exercise. So the first thing you want to do is you want to figure out how much money do you have now that is in your investable stuff, okay? So in this, I do not include, like, if you have real estate or cars or jewelry or, you know, you have a $10 million painting or something like that. Don't count those, all right? What I'm counting is your investments that can generate income for you while you are in your retirement, okay? So figure out how much that total is. Now, the next thing you want to do is you want to look at the expenses that you're going to have during your retirement and your cost of living. Now, in that number, I want to include everything you spend money on, okay? Because a lot of times people, when I say that, they go, well, you know what? My cost of living is $2,000 a month. And I'm like, no, it's not. Yeah, it is. We're very frugal, $2,000 a month. And I'm like, okay, but are you including like going out to restaurants and that kind of, well, no. Are you including like travel? No. Are you including like gifts to charity or gifts to your children? No. Are you including your insurance that comes around once a year, your property taxes? No. Well, what are you talking about then? I'm talking about my utilities and my food. Okay, so you got to add it all up. It's everything except for income taxes, all right? Every single thing you spend money on that you're going to when you're retired. Now, what I'm talking about is when you are retired, okay? Because it's going to be different than before you retire. You know, you don't have work, you're not buying your fancy business clothes, and you're not driving back and forth with gas and everything else. So once you're retired, you know you're going to wear your flower shirt and your flip-flops, and you're going to need some new golf clubs probably or some travel glasses, you know, that kind of stuff. And so figure out what your expenses are. Add that all up, okay? And now the step two is, or rather step three is to say, okay, now that I know what my expenses are, let me figure out what my sources of income while I am retired are going to be, all right? Now, so for most of you, that's gonna be only Social Security. So figure out how much you're gonna get from Social Security if you're married, how much your spouse will, kind of have an idea of that. Now, some of you have other sources of income. You may have a pension from a company you worked for. You may have real estate that gives you income. You know, so you may have other sources of income. Throw all of those in as long as these sources of income are reliable, okay? They're ones that you are very confident they're gonna be there for the long term. Okay, so if something is tenuous, don't include it. Be conservative. So now that you know what your total expenses are and you know what your total sources of income are, if you're like most of our clients and most of the people we meet with, your expenses are going to be higher than your sources of income. All right, so it means that your Social Security is not going to be enough all by itself to pay for all the stuff that you want to do. So the next thing you do is you subtract from your sources of income your expenses and you'll get a negative number. Right? Or you can do the other way. Take your expenses and subtract your income and you have a positive number. Doesn't matter. Take that number and now what you do is you multiply that number by 25. Okay? So you can either multiply it by 25 or divide it by 0.04, which is 4%. Now, why would you do that? Well, because we use what we call the rule of 4%. The rule of 4% says that you take your total dollars, multiply that by 4%, and that should be the amount that you take out to live on.
Fascinating.
Okay. Now, let me qualify that. If you look at the literature out there now and all the academics and all the people that are supposedly so smart, it not all of them, but many, are saying that the 4% rule doesn't work anymore. And the reason why they say that is because we've had these two massive bear markets. We had the Y2K bear market, and then we had the 2008 bear market during that decade. So over the last 20 years, if you had used the rule of 4%, you might have run out of money in about year 12, okay? So it's very dangerous to use that rule if you don't have a strategy to address the bear markets. Okay, so I'm confident that 4% is okay because we have our strategy that told us to sell in November of 2007, and the clients that followed our advice didn't lose, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50% of their money in 2008 like too many people did. All right, so if you don't have a strategy to address bear markets, then I would say 4% rule is not so good. You probably need to go to the 2% rule, but if you do that, you probably can't retire because now all of a sudden the numbers get really big. Okay, so the 4% rule says either divide that number by 0.04, your deficit, take the number you calculated, take that times 12, make it an annual number, and then divide that by 0.04 or multiply it by 25. Okay, so for example, if your cost of living is $40,000, if that's the amount that you, not your cost of living, but if the amount you need to make up for what Social Security isn't paying is $40,000, then I hate to tell it to you, but $40,000 times 25 is $1 million. So if you want to have an extra $40,000 on top of Social Security, you need $1 million. If it's 2%, you need $2 million. You see the difference? So that's why we think having a sell strategy is so important, and that's why we have it.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, I am too. So that's an exercise on how to calculate your magic number. Now you take that number we just found and you look at the amount of money you got. And if you're there, glory, hallelujah, go retire and have fun. If not, let's roll our sleeves up and get to work. So I'd like to invite you to take advantage of meeting with one of our retirement planners. We have people that would love to sit down with you and visit with you, help you to build your retirement plan, help you to build a cash flow plan like the one I just described, calculate your magic number. We also want to look at your hurdle rate, the rate of return that we need to earn on your money to satisfy what you need to live on. We want to look at saving you income taxes. We want to look at your estate planning, the part about leaving to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs your stuff. We want to talk about all of that with you, and we want to do it at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, we are so happy. It is wonderful. The more people we help, the better. We don't care if you become a client or not. Now, if you do, it's gravy. We'll appreciate that. But if you don't, that's fine. We will part friends, and there is no charge or obligation. So
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. That is absolutely the beginning of a beautiful friendship. We want to be your friend and make a relationship with you. And one day, if you're not a client now, you will in the future. So our website is rpoa.com. Go there and find all the stuff that we have, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security strategies. We're going to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about Social Security when we come back. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
How I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
Money. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I want to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas, because this show is before Christmas, actually. But since I won't be talking to you before then, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And I hope everything is just wonderful for you and for your family, and that everything is coming up roses, and that you're enjoying life to the fullest. And you know what? I think that's the only thing you can do, regardless of your circumstances. You know, I think that it's up to us how we choose to perceive what happens to us. And we can choose to be happy, or we can choose to be unhappy. I think we have control over that. And so I hope you're choosing to be happy. I hope you're choosing to enjoy the wonderfulness of this season. And I hope all is well with you. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And I'm the CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And
I feel good.
Yes, indeed. And, we work primarily with people who are retired or retiring soon or over 50. And we're fortunate and very blessed to be working with over 8,500 families in 43 states. It is so amazing to me when I wake up in the morning and I think, you know, how honored and privileged I am that, we have clients that allow us the privilege of serving them. And, recently, actually in 2015, Forbes named our financial advisory firm one of the top 100 wealth managers. And of course, that's a wonderful thing to know. But at the same time, without our clients, they wouldn't even know who we are. So it all starts with our clients. We love you. We thank you. And if you're not a client, our website is rpoa.com. And we have two goals for our clients. The first one is we want your money to last as long as you do. Okay, so we want you to have money when you're really, really old, and maybe even leave some after you're gone. And then we also want you to have financial peace of mind. And we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play and have fun and relax. And we think that to do that, you need to have a financial plan that you have confidence in, that allows you to sleep at night and go on vacation and not worry about it. All right. Now, one of the things that comes up in almost every conversation with our clients is Social Security. And it is a very, very important integral part of your retirement planning. And so what I do every week is I read questions. And if you'd like to send me your questions, you can. My email address is ken@rpoa.com. And RPOA is Retirement Planners of America, of course. And I'll endeavor to answer your questions. Now, as I always say, if you send me a question that's too complicated and I don't know the answer to, I won't read it on the air. So there. I just won't. You think I'm going to embarrass myself in front of everybody? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to read the easy ones.
Cool.
So let's start off with this one. All right. So I filed for Social Security last December when I turned 62. But I'm still working and I'm making around $60,000. And as a result, I did not receive any benefits last year. That's right. That's one of the things. If you take Social Security and you're working and you're not of your retirement age, they'll claw it back. And in this case, this person is getting nothing. So I decided to withdraw my application so I can be treated as if I never filed at all. I called Social Security and was told that I would have to repay all my benefits. And I said, you know, the guy on the phone said I made too much, so I never received any benefits. So, you know, so he's like, I got to repay everything, but I never got anything. So he's got to repay money that he would never receive. So they told him that he would have to pay back the amount of benefits he had received, even if he didn't get any money from that. So what should he do? Well, first, the first thing you should do is do not call Social Security. I'm sorry to say this, but I have had so many instances where they give you wrong information. And as a matter of fact, this is another one. All right. So you should file form SSA-521. Okay, and let the system process it. They will come back to you with an official calculation of the amounts that need to be repaid, which in this case should be zero. You don't have to repay money that was never paid to you. Okay, I mean, the government is after your money, but you know, it's at some point there is a little element of fairness in all of this. But anyway, So, you know, if you have a choice, if you can, and there's a Social Security office near you, go to the office where you can talk to a human being. They're nice people, and they're actually knowledgeable in the stores, if you go to the Social Security stores. But if you call the phone, those people, I'm sorry, they're not well-trained. I don't believe they give the right answer. You know, I think Money Magazine a few years ago did a study where they found that 50% of the answers that they gave were wrong. Okay, so don't call them for your answers. Better yet, visit with one of our retirement planners. They go through a six-week training program on Social Security. We certify them once a year to make sure that they have their knowledge up to speed because laws change and all that stuff changes.
Shazam!
And so you can talk to somebody that can help you to navigate Social Security. It's very complicated. The Social Security website itself says there's over 9,000 different ways to file for Social Security, combinations of ways you can file Social Security. 9,000! So how are you that didn't go through a six-week training program going to decide which one's the right one for you? I don't know. I think it's going to have to be a guess on your part. And you don't want to do that. You could leave thousands of dollars like this person did. Thousands on the table. So what you want to do is you want to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. That's retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, so rpoa.com. And when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor. And what we'll do is we'll sit down and visit with you. Now, I want to tell you in advance, we don't want to just talk about Social Security with you. We want to talk about the entire retirement planning picture. So we also want to help you with your income taxes. We also want to help you with, when should you take Social Security? We want to help you with your 401k, your investments. We want to talk about where to get income. We want to talk about the entire picture, help you build a retirement plan, and we'll do that at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, fantastic. And if not, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. So take advantage of that. That's my Christmas gift to you. So rpoa.com. Now, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about buy hold myth number 4, which is, hey, diversify your portfolio and you're done. Right. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't.
Diamonds are forever. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I am CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America, and we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning. We work with people primarily who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, we would love to meet you. We'd love to see if we can help you. And this show is designed for you. Man, you talk about everything is coming your way. How lucky are you to be a person who's retired or retiring soon? I mean, it's overwhelmingly great. And we now work with over 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families in 43 states. We are honored. We are privileged. And, without our clients, we would be absolutely nowhere. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 independent financial advisors, and actually for the eighth year in a row.
Wow!
Yes, but and you know what? It's cool. I like it. I'll admit it. But without our clients, I'd be nowhere. So all you clients, thank you. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about our foundational philosophy of managing our clients' money. So we do, you know, the full gamut of stuff for our clients, okay? So we talk about income taxes, and we talk later on the show, we'll talk about estate planning. We talk about, you know, your 401ks, your diversification, your investments, and all that. We do all those kind of things. But there's also an overlay on the investment philosophies, strategies, which is our buy, hold, and protect philosophy. Okay. And what I mean by that is that we do believe that you should buy and hold. That is an important part. You should buy investments, because if you don't buy any investments, then guess what? You got nothing to help you grow your money and provide you income, et cetera. You need to hold on to them for a period of time and let them do what they're going to do or give you income. But we believe that those two are two parts of a three-legged stool. They're two legs of a three-legged stool. It's an incomplete picture if you stop at buy and hold. And of course, the buy and hold philosophy is that if you buy quality investments, you diversify them, and then you rebalance periodically so as to keep you in whatever allocation you've chosen, that your job is done, and now you just sit back and sit in a hammock and sip mint juleps in the Bahamas. All right, so you're done. Well, the problem with that is that if you, let's say, a 60-40 portfolio in 2008 lost close to 30%, according to Ibbotson and Associates. So if you had $1 million, my favorite number, I know everybody doesn't have that, but let's say you did, $1 million, you just lost $300,000 in what? In like 6, 7, 8 months? And now you're hoping it's going to come back, right? And buy hold says, don't worry about it. It's going to come back one day. Well, as we've talked on other shows, you know, it could take, as it did in the Great Depression and in Y2K and other times, it could take 25 years to get back to even. And if you're retired, I don't think you have 25 years to sit around and wait to get back even. I would say even if you're not retired, you probably don't. But I want to talk this week about buy hold myth number 4, which is in my book, Buy, Hold, and Sell, by the way. It's available on Amazon if you want to buy it. And by the way, all the proceeds that I get from the sale of that book go to the Boys and Girls Clubs. Okay, so we've been able to give tens of thousands of dollars to the Boys and Girls Clubs from the proceeds of the sale of the book. So go buy it, and you're doing a good thing. Now, buy hold myth number 4 is diversify your portfolio and forget about it. Okay, that's the thing. Well, as I said, that's not right. Because if you're retired or retiring soon, taking a loss of 30% that might have happened to you in 2008, all of a sudden now, think about if you're about to retire, how that would feel. Take 30% off of what you got. Are you going to retire now? You know, most people would say, nope, you know what? I'm going to keep working to get my 30% back. Most people would say, I can't afford to retire now because I lost that. And plus the stress of it, because you don't know if it's going to come back. You know, buy hold people tell you, well, don't worry, if you're a long-term investor, it'll come back. But you don't know that. And can you risk, you know, quitting your job and retiring with on the faith alone that it's going to come back? What if it doesn't? Now you don't have as much money.
I'll be back.
It doesn't come back, and you don't have your job anymore. So if I were you, I wouldn't retire if that happened. That would be, I think, not very prudent. Yeah, it wouldn't be prudent, as George Bush used to say, wouldn't be prudent. And so what you'd want to do instead, I think, is keep working. Now, if you're retired, how does that make you feel? You just lost 30% of your money. And now, you know, what about that trip you're about to take? You're gonna take a cruise, or you're about to buy an expensive vacation, or you're about to go do something that's going to cost you money. What are you going to do now? Oh, no, I'm not doing that, right? You pull all your horns in, and you just basically huddle down and wait the winter out. And if you look at Y2K, if you invested let's go with $1 million. You invest $1 million in the S&P 500 index, the stock market, January 1st of 2000. Okay, and you went through the bear market of 2000, where the S&P went down 49% in the dot-com bubble. Then it came all the way back in 2007, back to even. But then 2008 came along, and it went back down again, 57% this time. And by 2012 or 13 is when it finally got back to where it was on January 1st of 2000. So during that 13-year period, your money made nothing. Because of those bear markets, it stayed even. But if you were living on the money during that 13 years, then you're not at break even anymore, are you? if you spent money, if you were living on it. So in theory, buy hold says, hey, for those 13 years, don't spend any money. just live without spending. That's a challenge I think most people cannot meet. All right. So therefore, we believe that you should have a buy, hold, and sell strategy, an invest and protect strategy. And our strategy said to sell in November of 2007. We said to stay out for all of 2008 and even 6 months of 2009. And you know what? There's another bear market coming. Mind my words. There is one. You know it.
There's no doubt about it.
And if you think you should protect against that, then you should be talking to us, because I don't know of too many other firms that have a strategy to protect against that. Now, our strategy isn't perfect. I'm not claiming that, but we'd like to tell you more about it. So go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And there you will see videos, articles, podcasts about our strategy. You will also be able to attend our webinar, which we have. We also have seminars near you that you can go to. You can decide to visit with one of our retirement planners, and they will build with you one-on-one. They'll walk you through building an entire cash flow plan for your retirement, and we'll do all of that at no charge or obligation. So we have lots of resources. We want to help you. We want to, you know, as I said, we have two goals. One is financial peace of mind, and the other is for your money to last as long as you do. And we want to do that for as many people as possible. And if you turn out to become a client because of it, we'll take it. It's gravy. We love it, and we're thankful. If you don't, that's fine too. No problem. We'll part friends either way. So take advantage of all the resources we have. It's RP.
Oh, thank you, Master.
Well, Jeannie, you're very welcome. So our website is rpoa.com. All right, rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have our estate tip of the week, which is on how to pass to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And this week, we're going to talk about should you have one child be in charge of the other children's money? Oh, stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Flashy flunkies?
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. And it's not even New Year's, and we're wallowing in champagne. Okay. Cool it with the champagne, everybody. But we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Yes, indeedy. And this is the show where we talk about retirement planning. I am CEO and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are so fortunate. We are privileged to work with over 8,500 beautiful, wonderful families.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes, in 43 states. And we have a goal of retirement financial security for America, for America's retirees. We want as many people to have financial security in retirement as we possibly can. And I'm a believer in karma. I'm a believer in what goes around comes around. I believe that with every fiber of my body, that the more people you help, the more you'll get helped in the process. And so I do this show. I've been doing it now since 2005, I think. Golly. Or 1995. 24 years. Thank you. Gosh, I was trying to make myself older than I am. But you know what? If I can help any of you out there, I'm so happy, and I hope I've done that this year during the show. And those of you who've been listening over the years, I just want to tell you how thankful I am that you tune in. Without you, the show would be nowhere. So I appreciate you very, very much. And of course, I love our clients. They're most valued, and we love them. And I guess I'm going to stop right now before I start crying. So
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Yes, indeed. So let's talk about what we should be talking about on this segment of the show, which is estate planning. This is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And please do not send me any emails about how your heirs are not greedy, unwashed, or undeserving. I know. I'm kidding. Okay? Now, if you send me the email, then I'm going to think that yours are actually that. Okay, because you're feeling guilty about it. That's why you're emailing me. But anyway, we're going to talk about a question that came up last week, which is, they have three children, a son and two daughters. And by the way, they gave me permission, as long as I didn't use their name, to talk about this. So you have one son who's the responsible one with money. You have one daughter that is like money goes through her fingers like sand. And one daughter that is going through terrible personal issues, divorce and other things that make her just not able to deal with all that very well either, all right? So they're thinking that upon their death, they want to put son in charge of the money for his two sisters, for their part of the inheritance, each of their thirds. And they were asking me, do you think this is a good idea or not? And so I'm going to, what are you laughing about? So I'm going to answer that question. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And, of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And, you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. And we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, Jack, you were laughing when I asked that. You've got two kids. Would you put them in charge of each other's money? That would be a disaster, wouldn't it? It'd be a recipe for them like fighting with each other for the rest of their lives. Yeah, so you got to be very careful with that one. You know, it is a rare person that has no issue with somebody else telling them what to do with their money. Okay, that's a rare person. So when you put one, and then if you add to the mix the whole sibling stuff and all the baggage that comes with that over the years, and you're asking for, you know, a family war if you do that. So there has to be a very, very compelling reason why you want to do that. I mean, I would actually say that the decision point is, what's more important, family harmony or the money? Because this child, and by the way, you could, in most cases, parents do not build into the whole formula that their trustee that they've named gets paid, okay? Usually they do it for free. So it's a thankless job. You're asking the son to do a thankless job. He's not going to get paid. His sisters are going to hate him. He's going to be put in the hot seat, you know, making decisions on whether they can have their money or not, or whether they can spend it or not, or where it should be invested or whatever. And the whole time they're telling him that he's not doing a good job and he's a jerk for not letting them spend their money and this and that. That's not a job I want. Sorry. Okay. So you've got to decide, is family harmony more important than the money? If the money is important and the son accepts that, yeah, I'm going to be taking a lot of heat and I may be alienated from my sisters, but I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to take care of them and protect them and make sure their money's there. If that's the job that he wants to accept, then he needs to go in there with his eyes wide open. And if I were you, because of that, I would pay him. You know, and it's not unusual to have some percentage, maybe 1% of what the value of the money that he's taken care of, that he's paid. But again, the sisters may say, what? You're being paid? You're my brother. Why should you be paid? It's complicated, all right? So I'm just kind of giving you, there is no right answer here. I'm just kind of giving you the things you should be thinking about when you make that decision. So here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com, okay? That's retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you're there, we have a whole section on estate planning. So if you're interested in leaving something to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, then we have a whole set of videos, articles, and podcasts about this topic. And you can educate yourself and find out if you know, you want to do it or not and that kind of stuff. Now, also what you can do while you're on our website is you can decide to go to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you. And if you decide to go to a seminar, bring an appetite with you. All right, because at the seminars, we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And the chocolate chunk cookies, let me tell you, they're made with real chocolate, okay? Chocolate chip is made with paraffin. It's wax. They form the shape of those chocolate chips. They're gross. You don't want to eat paraffin. That's not a good dietary thing. You want real chocolate that forms its own shape, that melts all over your shirt and your clothes and your face. And you're sitting there munching on a cookie while you're at the seminar and everybody's looking at you like, what are you, 5 years old? And you're like, yes, I love cookies. Give me more.
Dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
We need a cookie monster drop. But anyway, at the same time, you're learning about your finances. What can I tell you? The finances are secondary. Go for the cookies. So go to rpoa.com and find all of the above and have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when on a financial website. rpoa.com. You know what? This show is over already. I cannot believe how fast it's gone. I hope you guys are going to have a very, very Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you next time. So bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
Is it the end?
Of course not.
It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.